is good. I sing, I shout it, God is good. I celebrate it. I will never doubt the goodness of God because He is good and His mercy endures forever. Lord, I am grateful. We are grateful. We lay to heart to say thank you. This is the dawning of a new day. We say thank you. For all that you represent in our lives, we thank you. For all that we are yet to know about you, thank you. For the knowledge to know you more, thank you. Because you take us side by side with you to help us, to give us understanding and to walk in that understanding, thank you. For provision, for preservation, for help, for everything that you have done for us, for all that you are doing, and for your expression in all that we know and we are yet to know. Lord, we say thank you, Jesus. Thank you because your mercy endures forever in our lives, and it will continue to endure from one generation to another generation in our lives, in Jesus' name. Lord, we say thank you for everything. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today is Saturday, the 29th day in the month of August 2026, and God has been so good. We lay to heart and we say, Father, we reverence you, we adore you, we worship you. We thank you for this opportunity. I want us to make these words of declaration that in the name of Jesus Christ, I have set the Lord always before me. Because He is at my right hand, I will not be moved in Jesus' name. Nothing will move me in Jesus' name. Anything that is not written in the name of God will not move me in Jesus' name. Because I stand on Christ, who is my solid rock. He keeps my feet from falling. He keeps me standing. He holds me strong in the name of Jesus Christ. When enemies comes my way, when challenges or difficulties, I remain standing because the Lord is standing with me. Everything that is not rooted in God has no place in me. In the name of Jesus Christ, I am the land that the Lord takes care of. The eyes of the Lord is upon me from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. In the name of Jesus Christ, I enjoy the beauty of the Lord in exchange of every hardship, in exchange of every ashes. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord beautifies my life. The Lord anoints me with oil. In the name of Jesus Christ, 1,000 will fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand. None will come near me. Only with my eyes will I see and behold the reward of the wicked. In the name of Jesus Christ, because the peace of the Lord that supersedes all human understanding is my portion. Because I enjoy the mercy of God. I enjoy the mercy of God that is plenteous in redemption, and He redeems me from the pit of hell. He redeems me from everything that is contrary to the will of God for my life. He gives me victory. He makes me to sit and to make me dwell in His presence, in His place of safety and refuge. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord upholds me with His hand of righteousness. In the name of Jesus Christ, colorful and bright I will get there. Daily I will be the expression of what God has said concerning my life in the name of Jesus Christ. I will not reflect the opposite. I will not manifest the opposite in the name of Jesus Christ. The power of the Lord becomes at work in me to give me victory, to make me ride on my high places in the name of Jesus Christ, to silence everything that is speaking contrary to the will of God for my life in Jesus' name, because He has nailed them for me. He has blotted them for me, and He said it is finished for my sake in the name of Jesus Christ. He said everything that is contrary to the will of God for my life, that He has nailed them to the cross, and He said it is finished, because I walk and enjoy the victory that God has given to me. In the name of Jesus Christ, I am a partaker of the Zoe life. In the name of Jesus Christ, I live, I breathe, and I have my being in the Zoe life. In the name of Jesus Christ, I enjoy the supernatural power that is in the name of Jesus Christ. It becomes at work in me. I manifest it. There is peace in my palace, and there is prosperity in my home. In the name of Jesus Christ, everything that God has said concerning me will come to pass in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Brethren, I want to use this medium to remind us that Today is the day that the Lord has made. Today is the day that we are going for the orphanage to go and show the expression of God's love to these motherless children. And as we go, we know the presence of the Lord is ahead of us to give us victory, because we are not going out of the presence of God. The presence of the Lord goes ahead of us and gives us victory. He gives us the right word. And if you are still interested in helping to show love to these little ones, our account number is still there. We'll be going there by 11 a.m. So if you still want to reach out to these ones with the little you have, God will help every one of us in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Yesterday we discussed about understanding, that understanding is the bridge between knowing the scripture and actually trusting what God has said to us in the scripture. Trust and obey, for there is no other way to be happy in Jesus. It's only for us to trust and obey. When we trust in the Lord and in the light of his word, he opens us up to the realities, to the promises that he has for us. Psalm 125 verse 1 and 2 says, "They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abided forever." It did not say which will not face storm. That means challenges will come in as much as we are on this coat cut flesh. But it said we will not be moved. And verse 2 says, "As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth even forevermore." Amen. 2 Corinthians 12 verse 9 says, "And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, and my strength is made perfect in weakness." We enjoy the sufficiency of God when we trust him. There is nobody that can enjoy sufficiency of God in lack of trust. Those that must see God must seek him diligently. They must have faith. They must believe in him. They must trust. When you have faith, you are showing that you trust God, that God, concerning this case, it is settled. Your word has settled it. I believe it. God has said it. I believe it. Because your word is the only word that has power to silence everything that is saying contrary. And your word says, "Your grace is sufficient for me to trust you, that when I put my trust in you, that I am like Mount Zion, which cannot be removed." Nothing can remove me. Nothing will take me from the presence of God. I am rooted in God. The grace of the Lord keeps me moving forever and ever in Jesus' name. The hymn says, "They that trust in the Lord are secured." Our security is only in God. Some trust in chariots, some trust in horses. Fine, it can help them to an extent, but it cannot last. It is not durable. It doesn't endure forever. But it is only God, the creator of the heaven and earth, that lasts forever. He endures forever. He is never weary. He keeps us moving. He makes sure that we triumph. He makes sure that when we pursue, we overtake and we recover. This song says, "Those that put their trust in the Lord are secured. Though the storm ranges dark over the sea, for this anchor promise is sure. My grace is sufficient for thee." That means grace of God is only what we need while we put our trust in him. It says, "My grace is sufficient for thee. Oh, matchless, boundless grace of God. My grace is sufficient," not the grace of the governor. We don't enjoy our sufficiency from man. Our sufficiency is only rooted in God, and it is only the word of God that abides forever. It is only the word of God that is the pillar that holds our life. It is the pillar of God that gives us peace, that calms us down when we put our trust in him. Trust in the Lord. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, he will direct our path. When we trust in God, he gives directions to our life. Any life that lacks direction will be a wanderer. And because he doesn't want us to be a wanderer, he says we should trust in him. His trust is the only anchor we need, the compass that keeps us moving. Because we have put our trust in God, we are making these words of declaration in the journey of our life. And we are using Psalm 29. We'll be reading 3 to 11. "The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful over everything in my life. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedar. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedar of Lebanon. He makes them also to skip like a calf. These are our words of God that we are speaking into our lives. Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divided the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve and discovereth the forest. And in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. The Lord seated upon the flood. Yea, the Lord seated king forever in my life. The Lord will give strength to me, his child. The Lord will bless me with peace on every side. When we trust in the Lord, we enjoy the peace that the word of God carries. It gives us direction in the journey of our lives. And we'll be rounding up with these words: ancient words ever true, changing me in every areas. This lyric says, holy words, long preserved. That means it carries preservation. For our walk in this world, they resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient word impact. That means let your word, let the ancient words of God impact and direct my life. He is the King of glory that comes in to settle and silence everything that is written contrary against our lives. The word of God is powerful. The word of God is full of majesty. The ancient word ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open heart. He did not say open heart is when we come with the heart of total trust in God. He doesn't say we should come and seek him in vain. No, when we come with open heart, he comes and gives us victory. Open heart means when we come with the art of total trust in God, not the art that comes wavering. Yes, you can come with the art that is wavering, but the moment you have come in, the moment you make that step to come in, that means you have trust in that power. You know that he can do it, but all you are seeking for is that, Lord, help my unbelief. I trust you. Help my unbelief. When the disciples, even according to what we read yesterday, even when they doubted Jesus, they came to him and he did not judge them. He helped them through. He drew them closer in that unbelief. So when we come to God, even with an unbelieving heart, but trusting that, God, you will help my unbelief, he is ready to help us. He is ready to impact and cause transformation in our lives. It is because we are not sufficient of ourselves. That is why we come to him for help and strength in our time of need, to strengthen and make us stronger. The words of life, words of hope, gives us strength. The word of God gives us strength. The word of God helps us to cope. In this world, wherever we roam, the ancient world will guide us home. Only words of our faith, handed down to this day, came to us through sacrifice. Oh, eat the faithful word of God. Ancient word ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open heart. Let the ancient word impact. I want us to say this prayer, that in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I come to you with an open heart. Lord, help my unbelief. I have come to you with an open heart. Let your words change me. I have come to you with an open heart. In every way I am weary, let your strength be made sufficient for me. In the name of Jesus Christ, I have come to you with an open heart. Let me receive your peace like a river. Let me receive your peace that you have daily provided for me. Your grace is sufficient for me. I put myself consciously into the sufficiency of your grace. I know your grace is sufficient for me. I will enjoy the sufficiency of your grace. I will live in the sufficiency of your grace. I will partake in the sufficiency of your grace. I become the practical manifestation of the sufficiency of your grace. My life will not lack the sufficiency of your grace. I will not do life without the sufficiency of your grace. Your grace is all I need. Your grace is all that can help me. Lord, I put my trust in you. Let me become the testimony of the sufficiency of your grace. Let my life show the expression of the sufficiency of your grace. Let your mercy speak for me in all that I represent, in Jesus' name. All that your mercy carry, let it be an expression in every area that I represent in the name of Jesus Christ, over my home, over every area, over my ministry as a daughter in your hand, that in the name of Jesus Christ, I will live my life in your sufficiency. My home will live life in your sufficiency in the name of Jesus Christ. We will not do life out of your sufficiency. Lord, we put our trust in you. Those that put their trust in you are like Mount Zion. I will not be removed. No matter what comes my way, I will keep standing in you. I will keep standing strong because you are the strength of my life. Your power is made perfect for me in every areas of my life. I receive the activity of your power in my life, in every area that I represent. Lord, I put my trust in you. I can never be put to shame because your words are yes and amen. Every of your word that you have said concerning me, I begin to manifest it because I am like Mount Zion. I will not be removed because it is your power that is at work in me. Your power is at work in me for manifestation, for great exploit, for fulfillment, for establishment, for joy, for peace, for rest, and in all that you have called me to do. In the name of Jesus Christ, I put my trust in you. I enjoy speed. I soar like wings, like eagles. In the name of Jesus Christ, when I am walking, I will not be weary. When I run, I will not faint. When I walk, I will be strengthened. When I run, I will be energized. In the name of Jesus Christ, I receive your timeless help in the name of Jesus Christ. I receive your timely help in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with me in Jesus' name. All that is said concerning me, according to the word of God, will come to pass in the name of Jesus Christ. Nothing stops me, because the power of God is at work in me in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with my spirit, soul, and body. It is well with my home in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with our country in the name of Jesus Christ. In every country that we reside, we will enjoy the wellness. We will enjoy the sufficiency that the name of and the power of Jesus carry in the name of Jesus Christ. We will flourish everywhere we step our feet to, according to the will of God for our lives. We will flourish. We will not flourish outside the will of God for our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name of prayer, brethren, let us not forget that the coming of the Lord is at hand. No one knows when he's going to come back, but I pray that in the name of Jesus Christ, the power of God will be at work in our lives for alertness, that we will walk our walk according to his will for our lives. We will not walk outside his will in the name of Jesus Christ. In any form that the devil wants to be an accuser to hinder us from getting there, we triumph in the name of Jesus Christ. The peace of the Lord rest and abide with us as we go this weekend. We are strengthened in the name of Jesus Christ. The peace of God is our portion. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Stay blessed in Jesus' name. Shalom.